والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, perform your fard, the obligatory hajj, pilgrimage. Undoubtedly, its reward is greater than participating in 20 battles of Islam. Hajj. One hajj. The reward is better than participating in 20 battles of Islam. And subhanAllah, beloved Rasulullah said, the recitation of one durood, one salawat upon me, equals that amount of reward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. My dear Islam, before listening to the lecture, let us make some good intentions. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us make some good intention. Because without good intention, no reward will be granted into our account. The more righteous intention, the more good intention the person makes, subhanallah azza wa jalla, the more reward will be in our account, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make good intentions. For example, I will listen to the bayan from the beginning to the end. I will lower my gaze, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and listen to the bayan attentively, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whenever there is something important, I will try to memorize or diarize, because diarizing is memorizing. When we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah, in the form of Azza wa Jalla, in the form of Subhanallah, in the form of Alhamdulillah, when we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Inshallah tabarakatuh, when we hear the name of Anbiya, recite alayhi salam. Likewise, we hear the name of Sahaba Ikram Ali Midwan, recite radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When we hear the name of our pious ancestors, right, recite rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So see, these are some beautiful intentions one can make when one is seated in a beautifully, Islamically permissible gathering, inshallah tabarakatuh. Ta'ala. Make it a habit, inshallah ta'ala, that whenever we're sitting in any Islamically permissible gathering, always make intention, inshallah ta'ala. With the barakah of intention, inshallah, lots and lots of reward will be in our account, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala. And also, there is a beautiful hadith mubarakah in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, convey for myself, even if it is a single verse. So subhanallah, with this intention, inshallah, I'm taking this opportunity to, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, mention some madani pools. And subhanallah, today, we have a very beautiful topic about Tawbah, inshallah. That Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one day, he stepped onto the minbar to deliver a speech to the community, to the people in the masjid. Subhanallah, his speech brought out such an intense khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the divine punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, he basically mesmerized the crowd in the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and told them about committing of guna, about sins. Shaken up by this, the people left the masjid in a state of worry. They started to think about the akhirat. They started to think about the qabr. They started to think about the day of qiyamah with the speech of this great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Amongst this congregation, there was a sinful young man. He was also present in the gathering. And he was deeply troubled due to his sins. And he started contemplating, he started thinking that my Rabb Allah, I am full of guna, full of sins. He started thinking about his death. And he started to think about the time that when he would be lowered down into his dark grave. Upon returning, it seemed that his heart was greatly influenced by the powerful speech of this great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi ta'ala. Now in a deep remorse of his sins and sincerely making tawbah, he presented himself before his Ammi Jan, before his mother, his pious mother. He said, "Oh Ammi Jan, oh my mother, you wanted me to abandon disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and all my fun and pleasure? My Ammi Jan, today I make a qasam to my Allah Azza wa Jalla that I will give up all my guna as from today." He added, "I attended a blessed congregation of Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi alayhi, and I regretted making guna. I regretted making sin." His mother said, "Oh my dear son, all praises are due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has made you return gracefully towards the righteousness and pulled you away from guna, pulled you away from sins. And I have a firm conviction that due to my dua and weeping in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala certainly will have mercy and favor upon you by accepting you and accepting your tawbah." She then said, "Dear son, what was your condition when you were listening to the lecture? What was your condition?" In reply, he recited some verses, which he said, I have begged for tawbah. Oh Ammi Jan, I have begged for tawbah and I have become obedient to my Allah, scolding myself. My heart was unlocked with the speech of Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he drew the attention of my heart towards the divine obedience of my Lord, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh my dear Ammi Jan, will my Lord Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ever forgive me?" He's asking his Ammi Jan, "Oh Ammi Jan, will my Lord Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ever forgive me? Will he ever accept my tawbah despite me being a sinful person throughout my life?" Alas, if my Lord makes me return without failure and frustration, or does not allow me to be present in his court, then oh Ammi Jan, I would be destroyed." That young man, he would observe fast. He would observe fast during the day. And he would stay engaged in the dhikr of Allah the entire night. He became weak and frail. His bones had become dried. And his color of his face became pale. His mother once, she brought him a bowl of sattu, of cereal powder and flour, and said to him, "Oh my dear son, my beloved son, I made this for you. I make you swear by Allah, drink this. Your body has gone through a great struggle. Your body has gone through a great struggle." Obeying his mother, when he took the bowl in his hand, he started weeping anxiously. And he started to remember the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, "He will sip it with difficulty. He will sip it with difficulty, but he will be unable to swallow." He then broke down into tears. He fell onto the ground and he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My dear Islam, have you seen a young man preoccupied in committing sins, attended a congregation and listened to a thought-provoking bayan which brought out a Madani revolution within his life, in his heart, and he engaged in worshipping and making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all night long and all day long. He would observe fast in the day, and after seeking tawbah, he would always feel regret over his past sins. Due to the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he departed from this world in the same condition. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who made tawbah is like the one who has not committed sin in his life. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, through this narration, we would have learned that attending a blessed gathering is a great privilege, bringing abundant of rewards. Different people are privileged, subhanallah, in this type of gathering, and they seek forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We should also make it a habit to attend this beautiful sunnah inspiring weekly ijtama'at of Dawat Islami, as well as collectively participating in the weekly Madani Muzakira question and answer session on Madani Channel. These blessed gatherings, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, contains Madani flowers of the recitation of glorious Quran, the recitation of Naat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, sunnah inspiring bayans just like this one, a deep and emotionally touching dua in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, salatu salam, Madani pearls of Amir al-Sunnat, which are full of wisdom and inspiration. These blessed congregations are not only a source of acquiring ilm ad-deen, subhanallah azza wa jalla, it also enables us to learn the rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, along with earning virtues, seeking forgiveness for sins and acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Tubu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brethren, the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are boundless. He forgives all the wrongdoings of all his banda, all his servants. Allah forgives. Therefore, we should always be firm and constant in sincere tawbah. Always make tawbah. Remember, sincere repentance is only achieved if we act upon three conditions. Always we are making tawbah. Each and everybody today that is seated in this masjid, in Faizan Madina, viewers of Madani Channel, we are always making tawbah. But what are the conditions of tawbah? What are the conditions of the acceptance of tawbah? We make tawbah, we commit guna. We make tawbah, we commit guna. We make tawbah and we continue committing guna. Subhanallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most merciful, more merciful than a mother to a born child. So let's see what are the three pillars of tawbah. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we try to inculcate these three pillars of tawbah into our life, that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, when we're making a sincere tawbah, we keep this at the back of our mind all the time, that these are the three principles and the pillars of tawbah, and if one of them are missing, then tawbah is definitely not going to be accepted. Number one. What is number one? You have to feel regret. You must feel sorry. You must feel in parishan. You must be in problem about your previous sins. And cry in the barga of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cry. Number two. You must leave the sin. Abandon the sin. This is the sin I committed. Now eradicate it. Take it out of the court. Out of my way. Number three. You make a firm resolution. Firm resolution. Firm. That I will never ever commit guna, sins in my life again. You know, as we are seated today in Faizan Madina, you know your sin. I know my sin. Views of Madani Channel, you know your sin. Each and everyone knows our weaknesses. Some of us have weakness of backbiting. Some of us have weaknesses of tailbearing. Some of us have weaknesses of swearing. Some of us have weaknesses of abusive languages. Some of us have all this of being abusive towards parents. So many types of guna. You know your guna. I know my guna. You check. You do a check and balance system. Because if you don't do a check and balance system, you're going to lose. You have to take an account of yourself before your account is taken. Take an account of yourself before your account is taken. So how to do it? You have to know your fault. Unless everybody thinks people are seated in Faizan and Medina, or maybe Madani Channel, maybe somebody says, no, I'm wali of Allah Ta'ala. I don't commit guna. Sins with the tongue, sins with the eyes, sins with the ears, sins with the hand, sin with the body part, sins with the feet. You clear from all types of sins? You check yourself. Do a checkup, check and balance system. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, in Dawat Islam, we have a very beautiful system. Very beautiful. We have a, what we call a Madani in Amat card. Madani in Amat. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, he gives us a beautiful system where you answer yourself questions on a daily basis. A card. 30 days, you put a tick. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, millions of Ashikane Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are filling this beautiful Madani in Amat card. Allah Hazrat, Imam al-Sunnah al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. What is true tawbah? He says, true tawbah means immediately stopping your sin, having deep regret and remorse for having done the sin, and acknowledging that the sin is a disobedience towards Allah, and making a firm resolution not to ever commit sin again, and to carry out the possible commands of my Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So my dear Stangadan, viewers of Madani Channel, keeping in view all these conditions of tawbah, we should never stop repenting. Never. You commit guna, make tawbah. Never be hopeless on the mercy of Allah. Never. So you don't feel shy. You're going to lose nothing. You commit the guna, make tawbah. So keep on making tawbah. With humility, with humbleness, asking forgiveness from God of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. If you commit the sin, make tawbah again. Inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, very soon inshallah, with the barakah of tawbah, this sin will be eradicated out of our lives, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib! Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Tubu ila Allah! Astaghfirullah. My dear son, we make dua in the court of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us all the tawfiq and hidayah to practice upon these beautiful madani pearls, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Ameen, bijah nabi al-Ameen.
My prayer, O Mubarak.